This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Donald Trump, the cartoon? Yep. Showtime has greenlit an animated satirical series centered on the Trump White House. The show hails from late-night talk show host Stephen Colbert. The untitled series will span 10 episodes and will air this fall. Production will ramp up quickly and wrap close to the premiere date in order to enable the show to stay relevant with current events and Trump's continuing antics. Yep, life imitates art. Or is it the other way around? In other Trump-related news, David Mandel, the executive producer of the political comedy Veep, says Donald Trump has been bad for the HBO show and that his tenure has actually made the writing process harder for the series. Mandel said, quote, "It does seem like they're doing a rival comedy. We think to ourselves, what is the most stupid thing a president can do? On a daily basis and sometimes on an hourly basis, they just outdo us and it sucks," unquote. Yep, you just can't make this stuff up. Hundreds of crew members are out of a job now that Justin Bieber has canceled the remainder of his Purpose tour, and they were totally caught off guard by the announcement. Employees at 14 different venues, along with those who've traveled with Justin all tour long as part of setting up, catering, and more, will now be out of work. Justin apparently has found Jesus Christ and wants to pursue a more spiritual life. So, no more bad behavior, Justin? We'll see. IMAX Theatres Corp. is circling the wagons here after its latest earnings report came out, with box office disappointments such as Transformers The Last Knight and The Mummy dragging down profits. Even though the critically acclaimed Dunkirk wrapped up $12 million of its $50 million U.S. opening from IMAX locations, the company is expected to start screening more 2D blockbusters. Well, that's a dull, I mean safe bet. Comedian Amy Schumer is once again the only female comedian listed on Forbes' annual ranking of the highest-earning comedians worldwide. In fact, it was only last year that Ms. Schumer made history by becoming the first woman ever to make the list. In 2016, the train wreck actress came in fourth with an estimated annual income of $17 million. This time, the 36-year-old's annual income increased to $20 million. The funny lady was beat out by Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Louis C.K. It's good to be Schumer. Back in November, Kanye West canceled his St. Pablo tour after he was hospitalized here at the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Hospital Center for a mental breakdown. Because of his health issues, Kanye was supposed to be paid out by insurance but never was. So now, West's company, Very Good Touring Incorporated, is suing insurer Lloyd's of London for refusing to cover the contract's non-appearance fee, and he wants $9.8 million plus interest. So let me get this straight. You have a mental breakdown, you cancel your tour dates, and you're suing to get paid? Wow, that takes balls. Sean Spicer may be transitioning from the media room to the ballroom. The former White House press secretary is being courted by Dancing with the Stars, among other things. If Sean were to join, he'd be the second person in Donald Trump's cabinet to be on Dancing with the Stars. Energy Secretary and former Texas Governor Rick Perry was on the show last year, but was eliminated in the second week. Phew, and our Rick Perry nightmares were just beginning to subside. Now this. In May, comedy writer Jeannie Gaffigan opened up about the scary discovery that she had a tumor the size of an apple wrapped around her brainstem. Gaffigan, who's married to comedian and actor Jim Gaffigan, underwent a 9-hour surgery in April to have the tumor removed. Though successful, Gaffigan's road to recovery hasn't been easy. She battled aspiration pneumonia before returning home and was left unable to swallow due to throat paralysis, leading to the placement of a feeding tube and tracheotomy. Now, 3 months later, Gaffigan is improving. We wish her well. There may be a new queen of hip-hop in town. Are you ready for Blac Chyna? Yep, she may be preparing to drop an album. So the 29-year-old has her own makeup brand, she's a model, a former stripper, and a mother of two. Now she may be adding singer to the list, as we're hearing that Rob Kardashian's ex has signed a $1 million record deal with Capitol Records. Okay, who's got $2 million to stop her from making an album? Late heavy metal icon Ronnie James Dio is set to tour again, in hologram form. The Dio Returns World Tour kicks off in Finland on November 30th. Dio isn't the first dead performer to return to the stage. Holograms of Michael Jackson, Tupac Shakur, and Eazy-E have also gone on tour. Geez, what's next? The Dead Duet Tour with Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington? What, too soon? Paris Jackson and Godfather, Home Alone actor Macaulay Culkin, got matching spoon tattoos at West Hollywood's Tattoo Mania parlor. The aspiring actress took to Instagram to showcase the fresh ink, which is permanently etched on her forearm in similar fashion to Culkin's. Though it's unclear if the spoon signifies something special to them, this isn't the first time the twosome have publicly bonded. Ah, good Paris! Keep that cray-cray Culkin busy and out of trouble.
The trash bin.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have hired a surrogate to carry their third child, and Kim's already 3 months pregnant. So that means the future attention whore is due in January. After two complicated pregnancies, conceiving and carrying a third child was considered too high risk, so they looked into other options. Kimye ended up paying a surrogate agency $68,000 to help find the surrogate, a mother in her late 20s from San Diego, California. The woman will be paid $45,000 over 10 months. Not a bad paycheck, but not a big amount of money either. Cheapskates.
The news wrap-up.
Russia has passed a law banning software that allows users to view internet sites barred in the country anonymously. Google has begun to copy Facebook features and marketing tactics as the two companies battle for digital advertising dollars. Facebook has passed Amazon in market cap and now sits on the brink of the $500 billion club. Tesla CEO Elon Musk warned that the electric car maker will face manufacturing hell as it ramps up production of its new mass-market Model 3 sedan.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Stephen King's The Dark Tower is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Arcade Fire's new one, Everything Now, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's a shocker. Minecraft Pocket Edition is still number one.
The number one fiction book.
The Late Show by Michael Connelly is the most popular book.
Kesha and Dr. Luke have been in a years-long legal battle ever since the TikTok singer accused the record producer of sexual assault and battery and tried unsuccessfully to get out of a record contract with Sony. So, after 4 long years, Kesha has finally released a new song, and it's a heartfelt tune that is obviously written about her former producer. Here's Kesha with the song of the week, Praying.
I'm proud of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. You brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth.
Was Kesha with a stunning comeback, and it's the song of the week, Praying. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.